We are reading in the Zohar, Bereshit, Genesis, a prayer for the poor, item 195. Beginning with, it is so because Upper Abba Ve'ima. You can download the book in Kab.tv. You can also ask questions at Kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
No, let's focus on the intention we have, where to aim ourselves for the great deficiency or lack we need in order to escape to the desert with all the abundance.
It is so because Abba Ve'ima Ilaim, Upper Abba Ve'ima, Yud Havaya, Gar Debina, our fear, Yeshut, Hey Havaya, Zat Debina, our love. Therefore, when the Mochin Bezon come only from Yeshut, Hey Havaya, it is considered that love preceded fear. And when they also come from Upper Abba Ve'ima, Yud Havaya, it is considered that the fear preceded love, since Yud is fear and He is love. Thus, fear preceded love. Zeranpin, the Torah, and Nukva, the Mitzvah, must be raised with fear and love to Upper Abba Ve'ima, with fear preceding love. For then, the positive and negative mitzvot are included in the same Havaya. As it is written, this is my name forever, and this is my resemblance for all generations. My name with Yud Hei is the 365 negative mitzvot, and my resemblance with Vav Hei is the 248 positive mitzvot. Thus, the 365 negative mitzvot, fear, are implied in Gar, Yod K, and the 248 positive mitzvot, love, are implied in Vav K. But if they do not raise the Zon up to Abba Ve'ima, but only to up to Yeshut, who is love, then the 365 negative mitzvot are still not included in Zon, because they are above, in Upper Abba Ve'ima, who includes only 248 positive mitzvot. When the 365 and 248 rose to Abba Ve'ima, they have all 613. 365 from Upper Abba Ve'ima and 248 from Yeshut.
No, here you see that there is a complete structure he gives from Ramach and Shasa, from these 613 mitzvot corrections. However, we must not get confused where he says that the Upper Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut Hayirah, fear and love, as if fear precedes love, that with respect to the creatures that need to upgrade themselves with respect to the Creator. However, with respect to the Creator, there is only love. The fear is only with respect to the creatures in order to arrange them in a way that they will come to love. That's it. Or we can explain it as he say that belong only to the system, not to godliness itself, that a father and a son have to be arranged between them so as to not to come to absolute love, so that there will always be a fear that one must cease his love towards the other. Because if someone loves someone limitlessly, then he bring about hate in the other, because the other doesn't feel borders, and without borders one doesn't feel love. He feel that unlimited means it's very hard to get along. We are structured in a way that we feel everything within the borders, within the limits. Then we have sensation. Without the boundaries, we lose sensation. Hence, on the one hand, I feel as if he loved me. On the other hand, this love is, I can't hold on to it. Hence, I am as if in my demand to Him to give me His love, and in feeling, and I begin to hate Him as if He's still my kli, by loving me endlessly. And without the boundaries, I do not feel. Hence, this is what we see, as Bala Sulam write in the Absolute Love, that the kids begin to hate the parents, or at least underestimate them. This is what he writes. Hence, in the precept of education, and the talks about education, we're speaking about that, and about punishments and boundaries and pressures the parents have to bring, to put upon the kids in order not to steal their vessels away from them. And this belongs to this system of Abba and Imma and Yesod, as in their influence below, there has to be two things that are affecting that is, the upper and lower part of Bina must be connected together in order to bestow below. This is considered that love and fear must be joined together, those two systems. However, under the influence of below, that will be the right influence, so that the Kli would be built and later on he will fulfill it. And also in that is the deficiency that come to them that demand correction, also receive correction in such manner by the light, so that this light would build the low ones in a way that they will have fear first and only then love, and not in the order, in the opposite order, or only love straight away. That is impossible. And we are also speaking of the construction of the Kli, that we have to care for the connection between us, and then if the connection between us occurs, then later on will come what's bring about this love in it. Please.
196. There are 248 words in the Shema reading. They were given from love and from fear in the letter Hei Dehavaya. In the Shema reading, we extend only Mochin Devak, which are only from Yeshut. Hei Dehavaya, in which love precedes fear. Therefore, there are only 248 words there, opposite the 248 positive mitzvot, which is love. The 365 negative mitzvot do not illuminate in them, because they are in the letter Yud. For this reason, they were set up to first bless the Shema reading, who chooses his people Israel with love, indicating that we extend only the love in the Shema reading, which is 248 positive mitzvot. Also, those 248 positive mitzvot are included in Abraham, because Abraham is 248 in Gematria, love. And it is written about him, the seed of Abraham who loved me. 197. Tefillin are also called Oz, strength, since they were given from fear to the left, and this is the name, the fear of Isaac. This is so because all the slanderers come up there to demand all the dinim in the world. This is why the verse, and by the arm of his strength, applies to the tefillin, since yud-hei are fear, and vav-hei are love, and it is written, love the Lord, all his followers, which means extension of mochin devak, vav-hei. The Shema reading is love, and 248 positive mitzvot in the letters Vav-Hei. Likewise, Abraham is 248 in Vav-Hei, but Tfilin is Mochin Degar, 365 negative mitzvot in Yud-Hei, the fear in Yud-Hei. Left line, the fear of Isaac. All the slanderers and the dinim in the world have a grip only in the left line. It follows that Abraham is Vav-Hei, Isaac is Yud-Hei, but Tiferet, Havaya, includes everything. The middle line includes the two lines, Abraham, Vav-Hei, and Isaac, Yud-Hei. This is why it is written about Jacob, and behold, the Lord stood over him. And it is written so in Abraham and in Isaac, because Jacob is Tiferet, who includes everything, as he is the middle pillar. And when he is called Jacob, he includes the quality of Abraham, Vav-Hei, and the 248 positive mitzvot. Afterwards, when he is called Israel, indicating that he rose and clothed the Yod-Hei too, and includes the entire name Havaya, Gar and Vak, then the name Havaya is regarded as being filled with Alephs, for were it not filled with Alephs, Israel would not be able to clothe the Yod-Hei.
Well, that is clear, it refers to second restriction. We need to think, what is he talking about, yes?
The Zohar says in several places that the right line extends from the point of Cholam, from Mi of Elohim, which is Gar, and the left line extends from the point of Shuruk, from the letters Ele of Elohim, which is Vak. But here it says that the right line, Abraham is Vak, Vav-Hei de Havaya, and the left line, Isaac is Gar, Yod-Hei de Havaya. It is so because there is a big difference between the Mochin being in their place and their extension through engagement in mitzvot. For here it relates to the engagement and the 613 mitzvot to extend complete Mochin to Zon, Gar and Vak, through engagement in 248 positive mitzvot, the love of Chesed is extended from the right line, the quality of Abraham, which has merit, since no dinim grip them. This is why we can extend them even before we are completed with the 365 negative mitzvot.
Questions? Yes.
A friend from Zichron is asking how, with the help of the Zohar, we'll be able to again awaken the group towards an attack for the upcoming Congress.
Well, ask for the deficiency. Our life constantly continues towards slumber, towards something we are intentionally receiving in each and every moment, the burning of the heart, by our desire constantly growing, and it needs to grow till Ein Sof. And as it grows, we need to respond to it. If we are responding, meaning bringing it, although it become more cruel or egoist, demanding more or burdening us more, then if we're trying to bring it to Chibur, well, that's good. And if we're not trying to bring it to Chibur, to a connection, then we feel troubles, the blows, etc., in order for it to necessitate us to think about the goal, however, not with respect to the purpose, rather with respect to the pain. And then, in such manner, we are advancing. However, we can ask from the Zohar the light that I'm lacking. Say I am sick. I don't want to eat. I was like that a week ago. I felt for a few days. High temperature, shivering, something not fine. Didn't want anything. Just wanted to have a rest. And yes? So what are the doctors recommending? Well, to rest, yes, be warm, yes, if one is sick, do not give the body efforts. All right, that's fine. We can learn how the low one learn from the upper one. Okay, then you're not capable. Okay, but what are you capable of doing? Well, you're lying in bed, you're incapable of doing anything. However, and you cannot eat. Yes? Well, you don't feel like it. It's terrible. Well, open up a cooking book. Yes, open up a cooking book. Begin to read a cookbook. Look at nice pictures, and this is so, and the other bits is like that, and all kind of things. And gradually you will feel the appetite coming onto you. Accordingly here, you are ill, you are sleepy, you are falling asleep. Open up the book. Try, however, it could be not necessarily the book of Zohar. What's close to you? What speaks to you? That's it. And that could be anything. According to my state, I was used to open all kind of things. The Beit Shar Kavanot, or Shar Gilgulim, or the 16th part of Taz, or also in the 6th part of Taz as we are studying now. There are many things to it. Well, then, obviously, Shamati, there's an article, etc. Everyone has something that awakens them. It could be Psalms, everything. Could be. However, it is written, one study only, where his heart desires. So, where is the heart's desires? But it should be something of our business. Well, it is written that if a person is truly confused, he should think about his day of death. He should even go to a cemetery and see what happened with a person. What does that mean? It's not that we'll do it in such a way. However, we need to be accountable towards the body, to awaken it with all kind of things, even to the extent of positively. Thinking about death, it's not just that the body will die. This is our desire to receive and to awaken. However, the most clear from all the means is the group, the influence of the environment. If it works in a way that one should be integrated with others, then it really helpful. It is very helpful. Usually, if a person comes and organizes an event for other people, if he participates in such events, he's included with the foreign people's deficiency. And that provides him the force of advancement. This is most beneficial. Hence, dissemination and is the best solution. Well, everyone has to be included in it and feel to what extent it adds powers to him. Yes, also be realistic to what extent you can be in it. But this is, the fact that, so that it won't become a burden to an extent that will frighten him. So, well, a bit more.
Continuing in relation to the presence of these Mochin de Chassadim in Bina, although the Chassadim are in Gar de Bina, when they are extended down to the souls of the righteous, whose wholeness depends entirely on the illumination of Chokhmah, those Mochin of Chassadim are still considered for them as only Vak, Vavke de Havaya, without a Rosh, for the Yud Hei de Havaya is missing in them. However, through engagement in great care in the 365 negative mitzvot, we extend illumination of Chokhmah from the left line, the fear of Isaac, which extends from the point of Shuruk that is drawn to Gal, to Yud Kei de Havaya. These Mochin are tefillin, called Oz, strength, And it is written on them, a tower of strength is the name of the Lord, as well as, and all the peoples of the earth shall see that the name of the Lord is called upon you, and they will fear you. Thus, now the mochin have been completed for the souls in illumination of Chochmah, Gal. For this reason, the souls could not receive these mochin as long as they are on the right and on the left, because the lower ones receive only from the middle line, Tiferet, Jacob, when he has only mochin devak. He is Israel when he obtains a zagar as well. And then the mochin extend from him to the souls of the righteous. It is written only about Jacob, and behold, the Lord stood over him, and not over Abraham or Isaac. The meaning of the name Havaya, filled with Alephs, is that Israel came up in the thought to be created, where thought, machshava, has the letters Chet, Shin, Bet, Mem, Hey in Hebrew, adding up to 45, Havaya, filled with Alephs, and the holy name is in it. Bina is called thought, and it was said about her that Israel, Zeranpin in Mochin de Gadlut, came up in the thought, Bina, to be created, to receive his Mochin. Bina is called thought, as she is the letters Chashav, thought in past tense, Memhei, implying the count Havaya, filled with Alephs, which is 45 in Gematria. The filling of Alephs implies the corrections that were corrected for Zon in Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, by which Zeranpin could rise to Bina to receive her Mochin. Without them, he would not be able to rise up there. This is why Bina received the name Thought. Because of Jacob, Israel in Gadlut, it is written, and God created a man in his own image. Since once Zeranpin received the Mochin de Gadlut in the name Israel, called Tselem, Tzadik Lamed Mem, it was said about him, created. For being the middle line, the Mochin to the souls of the lower ones flow from him, because they cannot receive from the edges, right and left, Abraham and Isaac.
Questions.
Vlad from Kiev is asking how to reach fear for the general, the collective kli.
When we have a common desire and we are in fear that we are incapable of realizing it, then it is called a general fear. Definitely. This is what we need now. It is called a general kli. What is the kli? What has to be the preparation? Only the deficiency, fear, or so that we will not be able to come to the wholeness of the kli, to bestow, to unite, to bond, and that only in that we are coming to the general bestowal that we are lacking in general, even the appreciation what bestowal is, what the height, the size, the value of the quality of bestowal. Later on, also the Creator Himself, the bestower, it has no attitude to as it should be, to something huge that your whole life depends on it, so we don't feel it. So we have to reveal it. What for? So that I will relate to it correctly. I'm asking from it to give me to appear, to reveal its appearance. In what way? In fear. So that I will feel fear, that it will position me, correct me. I want to be fearful. I want to be in anxiety. I want to be in the right direction, in how in a movement to want to arrive and constantly be in that pressure. I'm lacking it. I'm constantly actually in a state of slumber. And I'm asking the friends, and they're also so We are all getting to a request. Give us the deficiency. Give us to feel that we are dead. Give us the feel that we are in the desert. That where have we gone wrong? Where are we heading? And we need it. This is the matter of the development of the Kli, and later on, after its correction in the 40 years of the desert, we're coming to fulfillment. Yes, Mushi.
I want to repeat the example of the cookbook. Indeed, you can awaken many desires by such accents. So I'm asking,
where is that book with the nice pictures?
If I understand correctly, what bestowal is, that ultimately these are actions without any benefit, any reward for myself, consideration to the others, living inside his desires. Where can I see such examples? In dissemination, I don't know, in the books, that I will truly be impressed like from that cookbook.
We need to show it to one another. Presence, love, participation, connection, to show one another the necessity for bestowal, fear that we will not reach it. At least now we have 2 weeks towards the Congress, and many people are arriving from overseas. There are many people who are flying in from all over. See what's going on, yes? To what extent they take this thing seriously. So we accordingly need to feel that there is importance in our friends, and to try and prepare ourselves. Here is a Congress, you need to prepare nothing other than your internality. There's nothing for you to prepare. What? You throw into a bag a backpack like Andy's shirt, socks, and off you go. What else have you got to prepare? And therefore, what preparations? Okay, we'll prepare a few songs. But as a matter of fact, nothing other than internality. And also the friends who are coming, they're only coming for those very few days. They also need to prepare only their internality. Hence, here we need to indeed be integrated in a certain fear, general fear, that we will not achieve anything. We spoke about it even in the, not the last Congress, but the one beforehand, that people were in December 2010. Yes? We remember people came here with their last pennies, they bought their tickets. Remember that? And indeed, there was a leap, a good leap in attainment. Not in attainment, towards the goal. There's a very, we can't appreciate it now because we are all in all in the period of concealment, but there's a big leap. Such things I don't forget. This is simply before us as states. And it worked to this very day. And nowadays we need to realize it. Well, let's hope that it will work out. Well, we have to be confident it will work out, conditioned by our pressure. So, please.
Moving on to the next part from Tess.